Once you turn to Luke chapter 22, I'm going to begin reading in verse number 14. I'll ask you to please stand for the reading of God's Word. And when the hour came, he reclined at the table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup after they had eaten, saying, This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. Thank you. You may be seated. As we come to the Lord's Supper, there are many reasons why we do the Lord's Supper. Most of what I'm going to tell you this morning is not original from Mike Casey. It is from many, many people. But you know, one of the things that we do here on such an occasion as we're leading up to Easter, we remember Christ and what He has done for us. First and foremost, there in Luke chapter 22, verse 19, and even in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24, Jesus instructs His disciples, do this in remembrance of me. The bread, Jesus tells us, represents His body. The fruit of the vine represents His blood. When we take the elements of communion or the Lord's Supper, we remember, thoughtfully reflect on Christ's great sacrifice on our behalf. Not only do we remember Christ and what He has done for us, but we receive spiritual nourishment. Now, there's nothing magical that occurs to these elements in the Baptist opinion. They are still wafers and they are still grape juice. That is all they will be. But they do signify, they're symbolic of Jesus' body being broken for us and His blood being poured out. And as we take them, just as these wafers and as the grape juice will give nourishment to our physical body, so does Christ, His Word, give us nourishment to our spiritual body. Not only do we remember Him, do this in remembrance of me, but we remember that we get spiritual nourishment as we're doing this. Not only that, but we celebrate the new covenant that Christ came to initiate. We've been preaching through the Exodus account. You know about that night that they left. They put the blood upon the doorposts and the death angel would pass over. This is what Jesus is expressing here with these disciples. It is the feast of the Passover. Both Luke 22:20 and 1 Corinthians 11:25 refer to the cup as the new covenant in my blood. That is exactly what Jesus says. Jesus was celebrating the Passover meal with His disciples. The feast that commemorates God's deliverance of His people from Egyptian slavery. The blood on their doorpost was a means of protecting the Hebrews' firstborn. The Exodus was the key deliverance event, salvation event in the Old Testament. And Jesus takes this important institution and creates something new with it. This is the blood of the new covenant. This is my blood of the new covenant. Not through a Passover lamb. He is becoming that Passover lamb as He does this. It is through His blood shed on the cross for our salvation and deliverance not from Egypt's bondage, but from sin's tyranny. Not only, we also reaffirm our faith in Christ each time we take and honor this Lord's Supper. When we take the bread and the cup, we are affirming that we need Jesus and that all His death secures for us. That is what we are doing when we take. I need You, Jesus. So as I'm taking this today, I am signifying that I need Him. I need more of Him on a daily basis. I need more of Jesus on a daily basis. We need His forgiveness. We need His love. We need His salvation. We need His indwelling Spirit within our lives. We pledge ourselves to Christ. This is a time of covenant renewal today. And finally, we proclaim His death until He comes. The community of faith observes the Lord's Supper, proclaiming Jesus' death until He returns. That's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, where Scripture says, when Jesus finished with the bread and the cup, He told His disciples, but I tell you, from this moment I will not drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it a new way in My Father's kingdom with you. You know, Revelation tells us of a day when heaven proclaims the marriage supper of the Lamb has come and the bride has made herself ready. So we live between the two cups. We live between the two cups. The first cup representing Christ's death on our behalf, and the cup of the gathered saints who will celebrate with Christ at His final victory at the marriage supper of the Lamb. So on this day, as we partake of the elements and observe the Lord's Supper, these are the things that are on Mike's mind. And I just thought I would share them with you and allow them to be upon your minds. Eddie's going to play. I'm going to ask the deacons to come down in just a moment. But before we do, in this time of preparation, as we prepare our hearts to observe the Lord's Supper, I want you thinking upon what I have just mentioned, but I also want you to think on 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 27. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. I want to encourage you. Where you are, you can come down. It matters not. But do not allow there to be any unconfessed sin in your life as we partake of this Lord's Supper on this day. I'm going to ask Eddie to, Robin or Eddie, to begin playing. This is just a time of preparing your hearts and getting your heart right with the Lord. Think about the great singing that we've heard this morning. Oh, the blood, precious blood of the Lamb, how it washes me. And all that this signifies, how it signifies that we remember what He has done for us, that it is a renewal or a new covenant that He has given us, that it is a spiritual nourishment that we receive, that each time we partake of it, we are reaffirming our faith in Christ. And then we're going to proclaim it. We will proclaim this. We will proclaim His death until He comes and await the final supper. There will one day be a final supper where the table is spread, much like this. The Lord invites you to come. And as I think about that, the Lord at the Lord's Supper, what position was He in? He was not in a position of power there. He had just washed the disciples' feet, Doc. He had just done that. He was the one that was giving. But that's what Jesus always does. Jesus is always giving. He's giving of Himself for our behalf.